You have found Vagina Whispering, where we talk about everything from vaginas and orgasms to femininity, connection and love, intimacy, pleasure, intuition, menopause, and so much more. This is a safe place to have real conversations and make real connections. We're going to have a great time. We're going to laugh a lot, and we are going to fall in love with ourselves again. A quick note before we begin, the information we present here is educational in nature and is not medical or psychological advice, nor is it a substitute for seeking licensed healthcare services. Okay, let's drop you into the conversation.
And what's coming is maybe it's divinely timed. That actually feels more right. And to encourage people that whatever the history is, however old you are, that there's always room for now we're going to start with growth in this area.
Well, if you don't know what you don't know, then you don't know. If you never knew that there was an energy around your vagina, then you can't hold yourself accountable for the years that you didn't know about it because you didn't know about it. I mean, I didn't know about mediumship that I could do it until 2.5 years ago. I didn't even know this world was out here. As you were talking, I looked over at my altar and I saw two feathers. I think what they're tied together is divinely timed wherever you are, like you said, drawing the line in the sand and saying, I'm stepping over this line now. I'm going to step into the light. I'm going to step into the knowing. And there's no going back now that you know. I mean, there's none. Sorry, listeners. There's no going back now. Your life is forever changed by this. So now you're in the light. And there are now going to be signs and messages like the feathers, whatever, that now we all have to start paying attention to. And what are the signs that your vagina is trying to speak to you? What are the signs and the messages that are even there? I don't know. I don't know that answer yet.
Well, it could also just feel like your intuition is trying to tell you things, or it might just feel like if I step more into the flow of like the energy that I feel around me in the universe, it might not even be specific to somebody's vagina, but just like, you know, I'm just feeling this air of self-love and forgiveness more. Let me see how I can kind of bring that in to myself. And you're absolutely right. You can't unknow that there's something more once you hear that there's something more. And why not? This is, we all, you know, if you believe that, chose to be here now in these bodies, in these families, with these choices, with these people, we're here to learn things. And that doesn't have to be scary. And it doesn't have to be off limits because you don't know anybody else in your own circle who believes in this, or would even listen to this, or wouldn't think you're cuckoo for talking about this. And because you've got us here with the loudspeakers.
We're your circle.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. We're your little circle. And, yeah. And you know, that's part of it, right? You kind of come out of the woo-woo closet, right? And you start talking to other people about it, or you start randomly saying, hey, have you been with your vagina? Some people really might think that you are a complete whack job and might really encourage you never to say those words again. And that is true. That is real. Like, I remember the first time I told my father that I talked to dead people, and he was all, yeah. He's just like, nope. And I'm like, okay. So I kind of knew that. And then I still throw it in every now and then, but just to see how it gets his goat. I'm always like, nee. Yes, that's who I am. This isn't maybe a conversation that you just started a cocktail party, or it could be a really great conversation that you started a cocktail party. You might not get invited to that specific cocktail party ever again. Just duly noted. Just be aware.
Yes. And you might make an indelible impression on at least one person there who's like, you know what? I have felt more disconnected from my body in the last 10 years than I ever have in my life. And there's got to be something more. And if she's willing to even talk about that, much less try it, then why don't I? Where do I start? What feels right for me? And Jen and I are big believers in, we all have our ways. We all have our own system of everything that works for us. So this is just us sharing about ours. And we really encourage you to really dig a bit for your own. So we're just like, you know, here's one example, there's another example. And what can you kind of come up with for yourself that feels right and that resonates in your body that you really feel feels right to you?
You said something in our last conversation about making an appointment with your vagina. That might be something that people could just start doing instead of waiting for the signs right off the bat. Like, oh gosh, it's got to start speaking to me now in signs and symbols, and a crystal must drop in at a magical point, or I must, when I'm thinking about sex, I will see a penny. Like, okay, let's not go there. Let's just say, all right, on Tuesday at 10 a.m., I'm going to sit for 10 minutes, you guys. We're not talking about sit for an hour and wait for your vagina to start talking to you. Set a timer for 10 minutes and just see what you feel. Maybe don't even, the first time you sit down, don't even think about getting a message. Just put energy. I mean, I'm doing it right now. As we are sitting here, I'm all, okay, how, oh yeah, there is more pressure right now in my vagina area. Like I can feel it. Well, oh, there it is. I'm not getting turned on. It's a little turn-on-y, like a little bit, because that area is supposed to do that. So I'm like, oh goodness gracious, look at that. It's, I'm more aware of its presence. Like I can actually, if I slow down, even while I'm talking to you, this is hilarious, I can feel the depths of it. I can kind of feel the length, the depth of the vagina.
Yeah.
Interesting. But that might just be where you start. That might be where you say, all right, this is something that freaks me out a little bit. You might be saying this in your head, but I'm just going to try it. And I'm not even going to do it 10 minutes, Jen. I'm going to do it for 30 seconds. Or while you're waiting in line for pickup for your child. Yes, I did just say that. Sit there and see if you can even feel that area of your body.
That's the thing. It doesn't have to be sexual. I think it's about being an integrated human being, which as I share, I'm sure people can hear, that's my goal too. So despite my ability to use mediumship to connect in different ways, I'm at the beginning of what will hopefully be my big breakthrough. And I might need 30 to feel at some point like I am one fully integrated human being. I feel my feet, I feel my vagina, I feel my fingers. You know, like it does, it's not necessarily sexual. It's like we are these multifaceted beings. And I think there are times we let pieces of our facet go.
Oh, all the time, Noelle.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I've had a child. And when you have a child growing inside of you, you are so aware of everything. At least I was. I was aware of a movement. I was aware of a shift in my hips. I was aware of how my balance had to shift. I was aware of when I gained weight. You have the baby. And what is everyone, well, not everyone, but my goal was get rid of the baby weight. Get rid of the baby weight. And so instead of being connected, I went from fully 100,000 times connected to this form of a human being who was growing another human, to being fully connected to complete separation from that and get rid of it. You need to have a body that says it never happened. And that, I mean, women do that all of the time after childbirth. And that's exactly it. So if somebody has had a sexual trauma, that is what they are going to do. They are just going to separate. And so what you're saying is, as you were chatting, I was like, oh, think about like the hair follicles or, you know, your fingernails, and not even just your fingers, but like being connected to feeling the growth of fingernails or hair or, you know, I mean, it's taking it a whole nother step, but you're giving me googly weird eyes, but.
Oh God, do I have to do that now?
Yeah. No, but
kidding. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. Sure. But it's like, oh, it just hit me. Like it's exactly what happens to women after childbearing, but you know, sexual trauma, think about how you disconnect from your heart when your heart's broken, when you lose someone that you love and you separate from your heart for a while because it's preservation, then there has to be that time when you say, okay, drawing the line, like, okay, I'm done with that now. I want more. I want more.
And it's more of yourself. It's not even like more like greed, like I want tons of money or I want new blah, blah, blah. And when you were talking about post giving birth, the phrase that came to me was like, let's evacuate the factory. Like every piece, every shred of evidence, like let's burn it. And you're talking about body awareness. I mean, we don't necessarily want or need to feel our fingernails grow. But you know what? I do want to feel like there are times when I have ovarian cysts that I've had on and off for years. And there are times I feel like a tingling in that area. And I feel like, oh, maybe something's growing. So body awareness, very important, very helpful. Right now I'm working on retraining myself and how I cope with hunger. And the difference between hunger like I should eat or hunger like, hey, I'm just letting my body get hungry. This is good. And I've been very desensitized to that. And I'm like really genuinely looking to retrain myself. It's only been a couple of days where I'm starting this, but I feel good about it because it's that same kind of integrity and awareness that I'm looking for in all these different ways. I want to physically experience life and release the numbness that I have from my history. And look, when you've gone through sexual trauma and other things, there may be all kinds of other emotional and physical things to deal with that this may not be the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
So back to like having something be divinely timed is it also has to be right for everybody individually. Let's say a year ago, and I appreciate my husband for not being more resentful, that I'm just now looking to dive more into this in a very like wholehearted way. Because I half-assed it for a long time, kind of just sort of waiting for the noise to go away or something. I'm not sure. I was afraid. Thought she was mad at me. I don't even know what I'm delving into. Because I have quite a history of situations, like a lot of women do. And, you know, that can feel like a lot to cope with. I'm also in therapy and have been for a couple of years. So that gives me some of the extra confidence that I have somebody I trust that I can talk these things out with. So having the right support for whatever you're going through is so key, being able to do it with confidence.
Yeah. And as you were chatting, I heard safe space. It has to be a safe space. You have to feel that no matter where you are in your awareness, whether it's you deciding to start talking to your vagina, or if it's you deciding to start talking to your heart, or for you to start talking to your stomach or wherever you gain weight or your hunger, or if wherever that increased awareness needs to be, you have to feel safe in that. And I think that's what you were saying a year ago. You wouldn't have felt safe to talk about any of this.
Yeah.
And I don't think I would have talked about it from more of a humorous standpoint. And now I think probably because I'm getting closer, I'm in perimenopause. It's important to talk about it because it's an important issue. It's not a humorous issue. It can be. We can have fun. Believe me, I love having fun. And I just got a hit in my vagina. She's starting to talk to me now more. But when I said, oh, it's time, like it's time now, like to start the conversation, it's good and it's healthy. And this is a safe space. No matter where you're listening, put your little earbuds in. Maybe this isn't one you want blaring out your car windows, but
yeah,
this is a safe space for every single person to share and listen and to learn with themselves and to share with us at vaginawhispering.com and vaginawhispering@gmail.com. And all that. It's safe.
Yeah. And I'd like to say what occurs to me is also finding ways to be a safe space for ourselves. So that's like what we were talking about earlier. That is me making a like conscious choice to let go of the negative crap in my head about myself or what I'm afraid people or energies think about me and come back to, yes, the universe is a place of the energy of love. And let me look to connect more with that than the noise and pollution in my head about everything else. So finding ways to actually love myself, and that's in my list, my very long list of intentions, is to bring in love and to embrace myself. However elementary that may sound to some, I'm sure others will relate to it. And it's been work, like effort, conscious effort. So this is that. So maybe even if that's the one place that those of us that don't have that established already start, that's still creating a beautiful foundation for something better to grow on top of.
All right. I think we've crossed the line. I think there's no going back, Noelle.
Definitely not.
If you're here listening right now, you're supposed to be listening right now, period. That's it. And you might be ready to cross the line with us.
And you might not, and that's okay. No judgment. You do what actually feels right for you. We're just here to be the cheerleaders when you do, and to maybe give you some heads up about things that you can do when it's your time. And just as we're saying this, the hawk just flew from the telephone pole right past my backyard. So even she's in on it.
She's in on it. Start looking for more signs. I love that. Yeah. You just got one for us. So thank you, little hawk.
Thank you, Hawk. And thank you all for being here with us. We know we're woo. Apparently, we're a 30.
on the 1 out of 10 scale.
Yeah. But we appreciate the openness, you know, having an open mind about listening to something different, or maybe there's nothing different about this to you at all. We're really glad that you're here and we're all in this together.
Yeah. And maybe we're behind the times. Maybe this is like an old topic. Like maybe there are people who have just been like, I've had a relationship with my vagina for 30 years. Get in touch if you have been, because I would really love to know what you've learned. All right. Thanks, everyone.
And let's all keep it real together.
Thanks for joining us. To access the full unedited interview on video, visit our Vagina Whispering channel on YouTube. If you have a topic you'd like to learn about, or if you have a specialist you'd like us to interview, please email us at vaginawhispering@gmail.com. And on a final note, while Noelle Dean is a licensed marriage and family therapist in the state of California, she does not provide any psychotherapy or other licensed healthcare services as the host. Any action you take based on the information contained herein is strictly at your own risk. Please refer to the podcast disclaimer in the show notes for further information.